Christmas Special, Part 4. So far, we've read about Matthew's account of the birth of Jesus and about the Magi from the East coming to worship him. We've read Luke's account of his birth and the shepherds and the angels. And this is what John's Gospel says about the coming of Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. On Christmas Eve, 1818, the carol Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht was heard for the first time in a village church in Oberndorf, Austria. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glories stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing Alleluia, Christ, the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, wondrous star, lend thy light. With the angels let us sing Alleluia to our King, Christ, the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face with the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Now we come to another very well-known Christmas carol, but it has some archaic language and it's easy to miss the meaning, so I'll read it with some explanation. What child is this who, laid to rest on Mary's lap, is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, sweet songs, that is, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him laud, laud, an old word for praise. Haste, haste to bring him laud, the babe, the son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate? Mean estate, old language for a humble place. Why lies he in such mean estate where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christians, fear, for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. Words are usually vocal, but as we read from the Gospel of John, Jesus is the Word incarnate, the Word in the flesh. He doesn't need to speak vocally to be the Word. He is the Word. And so here he's referred to as the silent word. And the silent word is pleading, pleading to sinners to turn to him. And it said, good Christians, fear for sinners here. Fear lest sinners ignore the silent word's pleading and let him pass by without receiving his salvation. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh. Come, peasant, king, to own him, the King of Kings. Salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. The writer of the Hebrews says in verse 1 of chapter 1, "In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he also made the universe." That's what the writer of Hebrews says. Then he says something very remarkable. He says, "The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. We have clearer views of God through the life and love of Jesus than anything Moses or David or the prophets of old gave us." The whole of the Bible is about Jesus in one way or another. The Old Testament is the story of why we so need this Messiah. And the New Testament is the story of his coming and the salvation he brought to earth. And we read there of his great love. And when we realize that great love, that infinite love, is directed at us individually and particularly, then our hearts cannot help but love him in return. Our hearts become full of love from him and for him. And you know what else happens? When we see that love of Jesus for us personally, and we find that our heart is loving him in return, well, there's a transformation that takes place. We can't help wanting to be like him. Christians, awake, salute the happy morn, whereon this Savior of the world is born. Rise to adore the mystery of love, which hosts of angels chanted from above. With them the joyful tidings first begun, of God incarnate and the Virgin's Son. Then to the watchful shepherds it was told, who heard the angelic herald's voice, "Behold, I bring good tidings of a Savior's birth to you and all the nations upon earth. This day hath God fulfilled his promised word. This day is born a Savior, Christ the Lord." He spake, and straightway the celestial choir in hymns of joy unknown before conspire. The praises of redeeming love they sang, and heaven's whole orb with hallelujahs rang. God's highest glory was their anthem still, peace upon earth and unto men goodwill. To Bethlehem straight the shepherds ran to see the wonder God had wrought for man, and found with Joseph and the blessed maid her son, the Savior, in a manger laid. Amazed, the wondrous story they proclaim, the earliest heralds of the Savior's name. Let us, like these good shepherds, them employ our grateful voices to proclaim the joy. Traced we the babe who hath received our loss from his poor manger to his bitter cross. Treading his steps, assisted by his grace, till man's first heavenly state again takes place. Then may we hope the angelic thrones among to sing redeemed a glad triumphant song. He that was born upon this joyful day, around us all his glory shall display. Saved by his love, incessant we shall sing of angels and of angel men the King. It was love that brought Jesus to earth to save us and restore for us our relationship with God. What should our response be to such love? This is simply called a Christmas carol. The shepherds had an angel. The wise men had a star. But what have I, a little child, to guide me home from afar, where glad stars sing together and singing angels are? The wise men left their country to journey morn by morn with gold and frankincense and myrrh because the Lord was born. God sent a star to guide them and sent a dream to warn. My life is like their journey. Their star is like God's book. I must be like these good wise men with heavenward heart and look. Shall I give no gifts to God? What precious gifts they took. Lord, I will give my love to thee. Then gold, much costlier, sweeter to thee than frankincense, more prized than choicest myrrh. Lord, make me dearer day by day holier, nearer and dearer day by day, till I my voice unite and sing my glory, glory, with angels clad in white. All glory, glory, given to thee through all the heavenly height. And now I'll close with Charles Haddon Spurgeon's thoughts on Isaiah 7, verse 14. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Let us today go down to Bethlehem, and in company with wondering shepherds and adoring magi, let us see him who was born King of the Jews. For we by faith can claim an interest in him, and can sing, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Jesus is the Most High incarnate, our Lord and our God, and yet our brother and friend. Let us adore and admire. Let us notice at the very first glance his miraculous conception. It is a thing unheard of before, an unparalleled sense that a virgin should conceive and bear a son. Our Savior, although truly man, was the Holy One of God. Let us reverently bow before the Holy Child, whose innocence restores to manhood its ancient glory. And let us pray that he may be formed in us the hope of glory. Fail not to note his humble parentage. His mother has been described simply as a virgin, not a princess or a prophetess, nor a matron of large estate. True, the blood of kings ran in her veins, but yet how humble her position, how poor the man to whom she stood engaged, and how miserable the accommodation afforded to the newborn king, a manger. Emmanuel, God with us, in our nature, in our sorrow, in our life work, in our grave, and now with us, or rather, we with him in resurrection, ascension, triumph, and second coming splendor.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christians fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh, come peasant king to own him, the King of Kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe.